landmark album. He had two albums before it, and they were great. They were really good. Critics loved it. People loved it, but it just didn't hit the public. It just didn't get the airplay. It just didn't do it. Here's Bruce Springsteen.
Even though my first record had gotten a lot of attention when it came out, shortly thereafter we kind of slipped back under the radar. This particular record, I mean, you knew that Spotlight was going to be on you, so you're always aware of that to a certain degree.
Wasn't an accident either. He worked on that song, and he worked on that song, and he worked on that song.
The music was composed very meticulously, so were the words. The amount of time spent honing the lyrics was enormous. The notebook that I wrote Born to Run in, you know, you would take the first page and you would see a line or two. 50 pages later, you know, you'd get something close to the finished song. I think it was this thick with different versions, and I wrote and I rewrote it and I rewrote it and I rewrote it.
But let's talk about the big man, Clarence Clemons, on that album. Clarence Clemons remembers what it was like putting that song together.
We were very young and very impressionable and full of juice. Bruce wrote the song, and the song took on several forms before it found out where it wanted to go. But when it found out where it wanted to go, man, it was like, whoa, hang on, boys, it's going to be a wild ride.
A little side note here. Clarence Clemons was the coolest guy ever. I mean, you know that from seeing him in videos, maybe seeing him in concert, and he like Springsteen's best friend kind of thing. But he did a solo album, and so he was doing personal appearances, and the radio station I was with in Philadelphia, we had him set up at a mall. It wasn't my idea. A mall. And he came and he didn't care. It was a mall. He talked to everybody. He hung out with me for a little bit. Nicest guy I've ever met in rock.